Alan Greenspan today urged Congress to not take hasty action on a package to stimulate the economy. Lawmakers have proposed tax cuts and added spending to counteract the negative effects of the September 11th terrorist attacks. O'Neill and Greenspan did say that quick action is necessary on a relief package for the airlines. NPR's John Itstead reports.
Secretary O'Neill and Chairman Greenspan appeared before the Senate Banking Committee to testify on the economic effects of the terrorist attack. Greenspan listed a number of now familiar shocks to the system: the grounding of air transport, the shutdown of factory production dependent on air freight for parts, the interruption of the electronic payment system, and the drop in retail sales associated with Americans curtailing their shopping as they followed the tragic events closely on the media. The Fed chairman said those things are now returning to normal in much the same way as they do after a natural disaster. He said it is not yet clear the full short-term effects of the attacks, but Greenspan expressed confidence in the economy's underlying strength.
For the longer term, prospects for continued rapid technological advance and associated faster productivity growth are scarcely diminished. Those prospects, born of the ingenuity of our people and the strength of our system, fortify a promising future for our free nation.
Lawmakers who have already appropriated $40 billion in response to the attacks are now working on a stimulus package to counter the economic impact of the terrorist action. But Greenspan and Secretary O'Neill both counseled Congress to hold off a week or two until it becomes clear what might be needed.
I would strongly suggest that while there is an obvious, strongly desired sense to move rapidly, that it's far more important to be right than quick.
However, Greenspan and O'Neill agreed quick action on aid for the airlines is appropriate. The administration is proposing $3 billion to boost airport security plus $5 billion in direct payments. Direct payments would compensate airlines for their losses during last week's grounding of air traffic and give them the cash they need to keep operating. But O'Neill said that the more than $10 billion in longer-term loan guarantees the airlines are seeking are ill-advised.
If we provide necessary liquidity and if we assure the safety of people who travel by air, companies that are truly viable will have no problem getting capital infusions from ordinary capital markets.
O'Neill also addressed news reports that have noted increased short selling of American Airlines and other airline and insurance stocks in the days just before the terrorist attack. The news reports suggested associates of Osama bin Laden might have tried to profit from these so-called puts, betting airline and insurance stocks would fall after the attack. O'Neill certainly didn't rule out the possibility, but he seemed skeptical. He pointed out that airlines were warning before the attack that business was bad and profits were likely to fall.
You have to factor in the fact that American Airlines had a press conference or issued a press release saying our quarterly results are going to be substantially worse than we thought, and they basically alerted to the market that they weren't going to produce what the market was expecting, and therefore, if the share price doesn't move, it's not illogical for puts to significantly outnumber the calls.
And O'Neill said figuring out who was doing the short selling is difficult.
Because these are very sophisticated things, you find in many cases that you've got to go through 10 veils before you get to a real source. So this is tedious, complex work. Believe me, we are pursuing it.
French stock market regulators said today they've opened a formal investigation into suspicious trading activity in the days leading up to the September 11th attack. It will focus on about a dozen stocks in sectors from insurance to defense. John Itstead, NPR News, Washington.